Yeah, Mishnayis Masechti Vomis, holding in the third parak, we're in the middle of Mishnah Zayin. We just got finished the aside of Hayel Vanesra L'Shrachas, she remains also Leilam. Now the Mishnah continues on and says, what's going to be Shloi Shachim? Again, you have these three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shinayin Mehen Nesuin Shtei Achoyis. Two of them were married to two sisters. V'yechon Nosi Nochas. Again, Levi was married to a lady that was not related to the first two. Now, Gerish Echon Mibali Achoyis Esishtoi. One of the first two brothers gave a get to his wife, that was his sister to the other brother's wife. But Reuven gave a get to his wife. Now Umeis Nosa Nochris. Now Levi dies. The Maisa, his wife, is Mutter to both, to Reuven and to Shimon. And Vokoknosa Hamagarish Vameis. Now Reuven, the one that his wife, he gave a get to his wife, he was Miyavim her. So now Reuven has now Levi's wife, Umeis. And now Reuven dies. So now the Nochris is falling to Shimon. So Zui Shiarmu, this is where it says, V'chulam Shemeis V'anis Gosho, Tzorasei Mutaris, that here the Maisa, there's a good Mitzvah Yibum. Because the Maisa, Reuven, first gave a get to his wife. So now there's no more, the two brothers are now married to two sisters. In other words, Shimon now is allowed to be Miyavimha. Even though Shimon is married to the sister of Reuven's wife, but the Maisa, Reuven gave her a get first, before the Yibum took place. So Zihu Sharma, that's what we learned in the first Mishnah, that the Kulam Shemesu, if the Ervas die first, or else in his garish, the Baal gives her a get, and then it comes a Mitzvah Yibum, Tzorasei Mutaris, then the Maitre is a Het of Yibum, because B'Shas Yibum, she's not a Tzoras Erva. Now to Mishnah Ches. V'chulon Shehoyim Ben Kedushin, Oy Gershin B'Sofik, and any one of these 15 Arroyas, when one of the brothers got married to them, the Kedushin was only min asafik, or else the brother gave her a get, and it's a safik whether it's a good get or not. And then this brother died. So Shiloh is now, he has another wife. Does the other wife fall to his brother for Yibum? Or do we say no, since the Erva is still married to him, she's a Tzoros Erva? So Locher is a Re'elu Tzorois, Cholzos Loi Misiavnois. When his first husband dies, so it's a safik now whether he's still married to the Erva or not. And therefore, the second wife that he has, the Tzorom, there's a Mitzvah Chalitza, because Min HaSafik, we have to say, maybe he wasn't married to the Ervam, and therefore there's a Mitzvah Yibum. But V'loi Misiyabmois, because maybe he was married to the Ervam, and therefore there's no Mitzvah Yibum, it's Tzoros Erva. So therefore, if you're going to make Chalitza, no Yibum. Now the Mishnah explains, Ketzad Safik Kedushin. What's the case of a Safik Kedushin? That means Zorat is Ruvain, Zorak L'Kedushin, he threw a cast of Kedushin to his brother's daughter. Safik kor of loy, safik whether the Kedushin, the kesev, was closer to him. Kedushin is not chal. Safik kor of loy, that it reached closer to her, and the Kedushin is chal. So zel safik Kedushin is called the safik Kedushin, that the Mishnah says, that you have to give chalitza, not yibam. What's the case of safik Gershin? That your brother Taka was married to his brother's daughter, and then he gave her a get. And Kosav Viksav Yodoi, he wrote the get in his own handwriting. And V'yeno Lovedim, no Edim were there. Or else Yesha Lovedim, Edim signed on it. But V'yeno Boizman, there's no Zman on the get. Or else Yesh Boizman, there is a Zman, a date on the get. But V'yeno Boyeli Edechot, there's only one Edechot. And Ksav Sefer also. So therefore, Zel Safek Gershin, this city of Safek Gershin, meaning that even though Midiraisa the get is Chal, but Midirabonon though they pass all these Gittin. And therefore, you have the same halachis that Midiraisa the Zik is Chal, there's a Mitzvah Yibum, but Midirabonon though she's still a Tzoros Erva, therefore you can only give Chalitza and not make Yibum. Your Mishnah test. Shloi Sha'achin, you have three brothers. Nesuyin Sholosh Nochris. Each one married a wife. Separate wives, they're not related one to another. Umei Sechemhem, one of them dies, Reuven dies. For Yosabu Hashemet, Sheni Maimer. The second brother, Shimon, he makes Maimer Teches Reuven. Which means with the Rabbonin, they're married, but not Midiraisa. Umeis, and now the second brother, Shimon, dies. So now, the one that he made Maimer to is falling now to Levi two times. First of all, she already fell when Reuven died. And now when Shimon died, she's falling a second time mid-Rabbanin, because Shimon made Maimah with her. So Locher is a reya elu chotzos loy misiyav mois. Now with the Rabbanan is not allowed to make yibum with her because she's falling from two yivamas, from two brothers, and therefore can only make chalitza. Because midiraisa, the second, when the fact that Shimon made maimer means nothing. So midiraisa, she's still only falling to the third brother because of the first brother. So therefore, he has to do something. He has to give a chalitza at least, but not yibum. The Mishnah says why shenema? Because the pasuk says umeis achad mehem yivam ayaver leho. Means if one of the brother dies, so then the brother alive is supposed to come and be miyavim her. So we darshin sheoleo zikas yavim echad that is laid the your sister-in-law is falling to you only because of one brother. But v'loy sheoleh zika shnei yevomim. Not in this case that she's falling to Levi because of both brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Since Shimon made maimer with her, some of the rabbanis married to her, so when Shimon dies, she's falling now to Levi because of Shimon and also because of Reuven. So therefore, with the rabbanim, you cannot make yibum, and therefore you have to give chalitza. Rabbi Shimon says, Miyabim lezer shiirtz. He says, no, he doesn't dash in the pasuk this way. And of Adam, that Levi can make Yibum to whichever one he wants to, meaning either to Reuven's wife, or if now that Shimon died, of Adam, Shimon had his own wife also. So he can Miyabim either one of them. And V'cholis Lishnia, the second one, he should give Chalitza to. So the shot from Shimon is, if Shimon is Mesupik, what's the Kinyan Maimah? Again, when Reuven died, so Shimon made Maimah with his wife. So according to Reb Shimon, Maimah, either it's kind of a Kinyan Gomer. If it's kind of a Kinyan Gomer, so now Shimon made Yibum. And therefore, when Shimon dies now, there's only Zika because of Shimon, not because of Reuven. So therefore, Levi's let it be Miyavim. So now, or else, on the Tzad, Maimah is not kind, it's not a Kinyan at all. So also, each one's falling from a separate bias, and therefore Vaita Levi can make Yibum whichever one he wants to. But the second one, though, he can't make Yibum to, because you have to be afraid that maybe Maimo was kind of a Kinyan Gomer, and then both these wives were both Ashes Shimon, and you can't be Miyabim both wives, only one of them. But you can't get away without anything, because maybe the Maimo was not a Kinyan, and they're falling from two separate brothers. So therefore, you have to give the second one chalitza. What's going to be Shnei Achen? You have two brothers, Nesuyin L'Shtei Achoyis. They were married to two sisters. Umei Sechem, and one of the brothers dies. So now his wife falls to the other brother, but she's an erva because she's Achoyis Ishtoi. And then B'yachakach Meis Ishto Shosheni. And then the second brother's wife dies, the sister dies. So Locher is, still the first one is an heir with you. Harezu Asura Lavalamis, the first Yavama, she's still also to you. Because at the time when the first brother died, she was an heir with you. Even though later his wife died, she became no more erva. But since B'shas Nefila, she was an heir with, there was a Ptur and Yibum, so she remains an heir with the Geshasach Alamis. And the Mishnah says, the Klal is, Hoyel v'nes rol of shrachas. Since at one time she became Asa to you, she remains Asa. What's going to be Mishnah Yud? Shnayim shekitru shtei noshim. Two men had chasnes. Each one went to marry his own wife. Reuven was Mekadesh Dina, let's say, and Moshe was Mekadesh Sipora. Now, v'shas knisos n'chupam. When they went to have chupam, means to have the biya. So, b'shoigi, by mistake, hechlifu eshel zeh lezeh, v'yeshel zeh lezeh. Each one had biya with the wrong wife. So each one did a chet b'shoigi, you can live with an eshes ish. So, lochari is harei elu chayovim mishum eshes ish. Both of them are chayav to bring a korban chattis, for the ver that did b'shoigi, you can live with an eshes ish, it wasn't their wife. Now, hoyu achin, let's say these two—they were brothers, not Stam Reuven, not some two people, but they were brothers. So, and also they exchanged the wives. So now they have to bring two chatois. Mishum Eishes Ach. They're also Chanav and Chay Mishum Eishes Ish. They're also Mechay Mishum Eishes Ach. It's your brother's your wife. It's your brother's wife, and therefore you have a second issa. Now, even though the tzaddik say ein issa chal lisum, but here the both yisur machama basachas, therefore you're over two averus. What's going to be b'mhoi yachoyis? Let's say they're also sisters. Then you're over a third averim. Mishem isha lachoyisai. Each one lived with his wife's sister. So you live with an Eishes Ish, with your wife's sister, and with your brother's wife. Let's say they were both Nidus, Mishum Nidur also. You all were four Averis then. And therefore it says, Umafrish and Oison, after the Bia, now we have to separate them, the wives, from the husbands, three Chadoshim. They have to wait 3 months to tell if they became pregnant or not. Because Shem and Muboris, remember they came pregnant from that Bia, we have to know who the real father is. Let's say the ladies were Ketanos, Shein and Ruiz Leila, they can't give birth. So then Machzir and Oison Miyad, then they're allowed to go back to the husbands. Why? Because it was done by Shaygay, and by Nashis Ish, even though Nashis Ish is Mizana with somebody else, but was done by Yonis, by Shaygay, she's still Mutal Abayla. But what's going to be Mahoya Kahanis? Let's say these ladies were Kahanis. They were taken married to Yisrael, so still the first law applies that Mutal to the husbands. But they were Kahanis, meaning that they're allowed to eat Truma. That if they go back to the base of Viyom, they would be allowed to eat Truma. But now, Nislum and Truma, like even if the husband dies, and they don't go back to the husband's house, they can't eat Truma, because there's a Pagam here. Because even though in Eishes Yisrael, Shenensas Mutal Abayla, but over here, Lamaisa, she was a Kanas, and she becomes Posel Lakuna, and therefore it's Negei Torah that she can't eat Truma. And if then we should be an Eishes Kain, if the husband will be a Kain, should be Osel Abayla. But now that she's Tam Lakanas, even though she's married to Yisrael, that's a Chiddush, that Nifslu Min HaTruma. Here, Perek Yavi, Mishnalef, HaCholis LiYavimtoi, if you give Chalitza to the Yavoma, V'nimtseis Muberes, and it comes out after you gave a chalitza, she's pregnant. And the older she gives birth. In other words, your brother died, and they had no children, and you thought his wife was not pregnant. You thought there's a mitzvah siyavum. And he gave a chalitza. And then it comes out she was pregnant from her first husband, and she gives birth. So loch is like this. Bizman shavlat shakayama, if the child lives, so the pshat is there's no mitzvah siyavum. And therefore the chalitza did is nothing. And therefore, whom muto b'kroi v'ser? He, the one, the brother that made the chalitza, is muto to krovim. And he, she, muteras b'kroivov, is muto tis krovim, because they have no shaykhus one another. Because otherwise, the chalitza is like a grusha. So any krovim that you're also because of a grusha, you'll be also because of a chalitza also. But here we say the chalitza is not chal, therefore they're muto. And right to the Mishnah says, for loy psola min akuna, she's not possible to marry a kain. A nisha that receives chalitza, it's like a grusha, she's also to marry a kain. But here this chalitza is psulam, and therefore she's muta to marry a kain. What's going to be ein avlat shakayoma? Let's say the child does not live. So then it comes out that there's really a mitzvah yibum, and the chalitza worked. So then, who also b'kroiv v'sel? He, the brother that made chalitza, is like his gerushim. He's also to krovim, and vi asur b'kroivov, and she is also tis krovim, and upsulam menakuna. She's also now to be married to a kain. She has a shem chalitza on her. Now, Mishnah Beis, what's going to be hakainis es yivimtoi? That your brother died, and you made bia, you are kainis, you made yibum with his wife. And now the nimtzes muberes, the lady, she becomes she's nika that she's pregnant, and we came out she's pregnant from the first husband, and the old and she gives birth. So it depends. Bizman shavlat shakayama, if the child lives, so it comes out now that the bia was a bia sisam, because she's an heir of the keisha sach. There's no mitzvah yibum. So locher is yaitzi. You have to let her leave. It's a shalav. You have to give a get or not. Kapshu loshin is you have to give a get. Shami Shanim say no. Since she's an heir, but the kedusha was never chalm, you don't have to give her a get. Just yotzi, send her away. But the chayovim be korbin, yichayiv a korbin, both the yovim and the yavon and the yavama, they both had to be korbin chatis because they had a bias issa. What's going to be if you may not let shakayama? Let's say the child does not live. So then yichayim, then there's a mitzvah yibum, and then the bia is a good bia. You could stay married together. What's going to be Sofik ben Tisha Lurishan, Sofik ben Shivli Achron? That Lamai said she gave birth, and she has a child, Shakayama, but we have a Sofik though, who's the father? We do not know if the first husband was the father, and she gives birth now 9 months from the first husband, or is the Yavam, the second husband, he's the father, and she gave birth 7 months from this Bia. So we have a Sofik, then the locher is Yaitzi. I mean, a Sofik, you have to give her a get here. because maybe the ben is from the first husband, the first brother, and therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. It's a, she's an heir with you. But we have Vlad kosher. But Manashach, this Vlad is kosher. Manashach, he had a kosher father. Either was the first father or was the second father. And the Chayovim b'Yoshem Toli, both the Yovim and the Yavama, they're both Chayiv and Yoshem Toli. It's a suffix whether they did an Issa or not. So they have to bring an Yoshem Toli on a suffix Issa. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Shomeris Yovim she'noflu lo nechosim. Shomeris Yovim means her husband died and have no children and their brother's alive. So she's waiting now for one of the brothers to make Yibum. So before one of the brothers made Yibum, let's say her father died, and she got a Yerusha now, she left law Nechasim. So what do we do with these Nechasim now? If she would have been married, so lachar is that Nechasim that she yarshens, that's la nichtet tzorin barzel, that the Baal only has the right to eat the peris, and she keeps the karka. So what do we do now? So lachar is moedim beisham v'sil. They both agree shemecheres v'nesenes v'kayim, that whatever she does with it is done. She can sell it. She owns this property right now. Right now she doesn't have a husband right now, and therefore it's us. Because even if she has a husband, these type of properties beika belongs to her. Only the baal has a zchus to eat the peres. That's all. So now that there's no baal yet, she has a right to sell it. What's going to be mesa? Let's say she dies. So she dies now, mayase b'ksubosa. What do we do with the chiyuv ksuba that she has? Now that she dies, she had a ksuba from her first husband, and when her husband died, she had a right to collect the ksuba. Just we're waiting to see if somebody will miyabim her. But now, before the yibam, she died, who gets the ksuba now? Hu adin uvenechosim anechnosim v'yaitzim imo. This is called Nichsei Milug, means the property that she brought in when she first got married, or the Nadunya that her father gave her. So that property belongs to her, and the husband only had a right to eat the peris, and therefore it's called Nichnosim, it goes in and goes out with her. So what do we do with this property now when she dies? So, and what do we do with the Ksuba? So Beisham says, Yachleiku Yorshe Habalim Yorsheyav. Like really, they're both arguing over the Yerusha of this Isha. Because the halacha is, if she would have been married, the halacha is when a wife dies, the husband yashins her wife. But here she wasn't married yet, it was only a dinzika. Now she doesn't have a husband, then the halacha that her father yashins her. See, if both of them want to claim the Yerusha, the father wants to claim the Yerusha, they said, listen, she wasn't married right now, and therefore he has a right to get it. And the Yorshei HaBaal say no, that listen, if the Baal would have been alive, he would have been zeich in this property, and therefore we take over his Yerusha. Now, what does it mean, Yorshei HaBaal? Some say it means the Yorshei, the first husband, if his brothers. Well, some say it means the Yorshim of the Yovim that's alive right now. Since there's a din Zika, Zika's derives is like a Sophic Nesuya, he also has a Schus. That's what some sheet has learned. So what do we do with this property? So again, so Beishamay says Yachleiku, they divide it. The Yorshi Abalim, Yorshi Av, they divide it. They both have tainas on it, and there was a moment of Mutabasafik, it's Yachleiku. Who Beisilla, Mesilla says depends. Nechosim Becheskosim. The property is Becheskos who owned it before. So that means, Varsha Vasayana means this is the Nichsei Tzern Barzel. Means when she gets married, she gave over this property to the husband, and he's Mekabel Achrayus on this property. He could do whatever he wants to it. And whenever she goes, when she leaves him, he has to give her back the value of the property, how much was worth, because he received it. But he had complete Achrayus on it. Therefore, it's called the Cheskas of the Baal of the husband. So the Mefarshim really say what it means is, the Yorshei Abal and the Yorshei of the father. Because the father has a right, because the Maisa, she owns this property. She owns the goof. But the Achrayas was by the husband, therefore they both have a schus to it, and therefore we say Achleikum. Ksubosa, what about the money of the Ksuba? That's Becheskos Yorshei Abal. Because the Baal, he was the muhsik in the money, he has to pay it, and therefore now, it's a suffix, he has a right to keep it. What about Nechosim that are Nechnosim v'yetzim imam, but the Nechosim that she brings in and goes out, that's called Nechse Milug, that nichsim milug, that property is like in the dunya, the present that the shreya gives the chosin. So that property, the goof belongs to the isha, but the peiris belongs to the baal. That's all. The baal only has the right to eat the peiris. It doesn't have a kinyan achrayis on the property. But the goof and the achrayis belongs to the isha. So therefore, that's called becheskas yorshiav. Since that was b'schus, the reshus of the isha, therefore her father yorshim yashes it, not the yorshi habal. The Mishnah Dalit. Konso, what's going to be if the Yovim is Mekayim de Mitzvahs Yibum? He has a beer with her. He makes it, takes her for his wife. So Locher is Harei Kishta L'Chodovim. Once the brother makes Yibum with his brother's wife, she becomes his wife completely. Uvavacha takes Subosa Nichse by Larishan. Providing though that the payment of the Ksuba is upon the first brother's property. In other words, for everything else, once he makes Yibum, his Kishta L'Chodovar, afterwards, if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get, he doesn't need Chalitzer anymore, the Zika goes off completely. This is the only thing that remains, that the Maisa, the Chiyuv Ksub, is still upon the property of the Maisa of the first husband. But let's say the first husband did not leave over any Nechosim, Sehemid Rabbanu there Masakin, a Ksuba, that the Yavim now has to have a Chiyuv to give his wife a Ksuba, in order that he should not be Maitziha. Mishnah Hey. Mitzvah begodol yabim. The mitzvah yibum starts off with the oldest brother. He has the mitzvah chetchila to do the yibum. Loi rots, let's say the oldest brother does not want to make yibum, then mahalchan kol achin, any one of the other brothers could make yibum. And the Mora says it means we go boss at the age. The oldest one has the first rights. If he doesn't want, then the second oldest, the third oldest, we go down the age. Loi rots, let's say older brother, let's say the five brothers alive, all five do not want to do the mitzvah yibum. So lacha then is we do the mitzvah chalitza. So choizen etzla god, we go back to the oldest brother of Yermel and we say to him, O lecho mitzvah, it's upon you to do this mitzvah. Oy choylitza yabim, either make chalitza or else you have to make yibum. So this is a chiddush, not only the yibum is begadol, but even the chalitzer also. But let's say even if the youngest brother wants to make yibum, and the oldest brother wants to make chalitza, so about the yibum comes first, we let the younger brother make the biyah, make yibum. Mishnah Vav, tola ba'kote nad sheyagdil. Let's say the oldest brother, Rosh Yavama, in the case where the oldest brother that's here does not want to make yibum, but they have a very, very young brother. So they say, you know what, first let's wait until the younger brother becomes a little bit older, maybe he'll make Yibum. Or else, oy bagodol ad sheyovim Medina Siyom. Let's say the oldest brother went away, he's not here now, he went to Medina Siyom. So the other brothers are saying, let's wait until he comes back, maybe he's going to want to do, maybe he'll want to do Yibum. Oy bacherish oy b'shoyta. Let's say the oldest brother is a cherish or a shoyta, and they say, let's wait until it becomes healthy, until it becomes normal. So lachar is ain shemle. We don't listen to this. We don't push off the mitzvahs yibum. Elo imrim loy. We say both now to the yibum and to the yivama. O lecha mitzvah. The mitzvah is upon you right now. O yicharlitz. Whoever's here right now. O yabim. Either make yibum or else make chalitza. We don't push off the mitzvah. Mishnah Zayin. Ha chaylitz liyivimtoi. Hareyu kiyechud menachem lanachlo. And there's even though you gave chalitza to your brother's wife, you don't lose out. Because when your brother died, so who does his Yerusha go to? He doesn't have any children. So the Mishnah will soon see, if there's a father alive, it goes to the father. But if there's no father, then it goes to the brothers. So Lachar is all the brothers Yashin equally. Even though this brother that gave Chalitza, he doesn't lose out, he gets a portion. Let's say there are five brothers alive, and one of them gave Chalitza. So now all five equally divide up their brother's Yerusha. The Mishnah says, "V'mieshem av." Let's say the father is still alive. Then the chosim shalov, the father yashins first. That's the locham. If somebody dies, so the first one to yashim is his own children. If he has a son or he has a daughter, they yashin first. If there's no son, there's no daughter, then his father yashins. If there's no father, then the brothers yashin. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be HaKoinah says Yevimtoi? Let's say you decide to make Yibum. So the one, the brother that makes Yibum, is Zocha bin Achasar Shalachiv. He takes over the Yerusha of his brother. Now, we don't divide it up with all the brothers, but the one that was Miyabim, the one that married his wife, he takes over the Yerusha, he takes over the Nechasim of his brother. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Because when the Pasuk says, Yokum HaShem Ochev HaMeis, we hold it means Yokum Lanachlo. However, Yehuda argues, Yehuda says, Benkach or Benkach, whether the one brother makes Yibum or whether the brother makes Chalitza, it doesn't make a difference. Em Yeshomav, if there's a father's alive, then the Chosim Shalav, the father, the Chosim goes to the father. And if there's no father alive, then all the brothers Yashin equally. Now, the Yehuda does not hold that the one that makes Yibum takes over his brother's Yerusha. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'choylis li'yavimtoi. Let's say you give Chalitza to your brother's wife. So Locher is now midirabonin, she's considered like your Gerusha. Even though you were never married to her, midiraisa, you're not also to a sister. But midirabonin, though, you're also. So the midirabonin, the Locher is, if you give Chalitza li'yavimtoi, who also bekrei v'seho, he's also with her craving. He can't marry now her sister. The asur bekrevov, and she's also tis craving. Now it's as if they were married. That means who also he's also beima with her mother, uveim ima her grandmother, uveim avia her father's mother, or bebita with her daughter, or bebas bita daughter's daughter, or bas benov she had a son the son's daughter, or beachoisa, and now you're also to the chalutz's sister. Bizman she kayemes calls the man the chalutz is alive. So that's the loch, as if you were married to him, that you can't marry your wife's sister. Calls the man your wife is alive. But the yachim utarim, the other brothers, them mutter to her, because they did not make chalitza, and them mutter to her craving. Again, there's all the rabbanim the kalocha. The rabbanim made a chalutza like a grusha. And who adin v'hi, she, that received the chalitza, is asura b'yaviv. She's also to marry his father, or v'avi yaviv, his grandfather, or v'benoi, his son, or ben benoi, his grandson, v'yachiv. She's also to marry his sister, his brothers, or v'ben achiv, and his brothers' sons. Now it says, muta odom b'kroivas tsaras chalutzosai. As even though you gave chalitza to one of them, some of the Rabbanan Yoni also talk Raven. What about, let's say there were two wives, the Tzara? The Rabbanan did not answer you to the Tzara's Kraven. That means, Mutter Adam Bekravas Tzara's Chalutzosov. You gave Chalitza to one. Now to the other one, the other wife that did not give Chalitza, even though she came part of through your Chalitza, the Rabbanan did not make you also talk Raven. But the also Bitzara's Kravas Chalutzosov. Now, what's this case of Tzoras Kroivas Chalitzosoi? So Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns, let's say, Goin Shimon that gave Chalitza to Leah. And now Leah's sister was Rachel. Now her sister, Rachel, was not married to the same brother, but rather she was Nesuya L'Moshe. She was married to somebody else. Shana Kroivav, that this Moshe was not your Kroivim. So again now, Shimon gave Chalitza to Leah, which Leah was his brother's wife, and now Leah has a sister, Rachel, that's married to somebody else, married to a Moshe. And now what happened was, Moshe has another wife also, and then Moshe dies. So Lachar is just like Shimon is also Rachel, just like Shimon is also to be Miyabim with Rachel, which is his wife's sister, which is Chalutza's, his Chalutza's sister. The same way Yerosa Bitzaras Rachel, the other wife that was married to Moshe with Rachel the Tzara, which is called, she's called Tzaras Kroivas Chalitzosai. She's the Tzara of Rachel, which was your Achais Chalitzosai. So in this way, the Rabbanan asks it. The more goes for Riches, why this way is worse. Here people make more Gezeres this way. In other words, the Tzaras Chalitzosai alone of Adi Rosatum. But her kroivim yemutetu. But over here, the tzara chalitzosai, where she was married to somebody else, and there was a tzara there, so just like yosa to the tzara of yechalutza, who adin yosa to that tzara of the chalutza. Yemishneches ha'choyles li'yavimtoi. If the brother gives chalitza, now v'noso ochiv es achoisa. Now your brother marries her sister. He marries the chalutza's sister. And then for Mays, then your brother dies. So Lachar is chaletz is loy mis yabemis. you have a chiyuv to give a chalitza, because again, midiraisa the achoyes chalitzos is mutter to you. Midiraisa you're only yosa to the chalitza, not to a krovim. It's only midirabonim that you're yosa to the krovim. And therefore, now that the korov, the sister, falls to you for yibum, midiraisa you have to give chalitza, just midirabonim v'loy misyabem, she can't give a yibum, because midirabonim she's yosa to you. V'chein, similar, hamagaris ashishtoi, let's say you give a get to your wife. And now your brother marries her sister, and then your brother dies, and the maisa, your wife is still alive, so you're also to marry your wife's sister, even though you gave her a get. So then this is an issa diraisa, this is an erev midiraisa. Therefore, in this case, you're parted from chalitza and from yibum, because since she's an erva, she's achos ishtoi, even achar aget, she's still also to you, but there is an erva, therefore is a ptur in yibum. Mishnah tes, shomeres yovam shekidish ochi v'sachosa. Or shomeres yovam means that one brother died without children, there's a mitzvah yibum, and now the other brothers are waiting, they didn't do a mitzvah yibum yet. They weren't miyavn, they didn't give a chalitza, it's called the shomeres, like they're waiting to do the mitzvah. And now the brother's wife, the eishes hameis, falls to yibum to all the brothers. What happened was, shekidish achiv, one of the brothers went and made kiddushin with the yavam's sister. Even though right now really so again, one of the brothers now went and was mekadesh, the yavam's sister. So even though really she's zosat him now, not with an ervam, but the ma'aseh is called achoyes kukosai. Since the sister fell to you for yibum, says it din zika, and therefore now really you're not supposed to be mekadesh the zakuka's sister. So what should we do now? So Mishnah says, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Masei Ramu. The name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Masei was said over him, that Omer lo, we say to this brother now that made kedushin with the sister, Hamtem wait, ad sheyase ochicha hagodol, until the bigger brother goes and does the maisa, means either he's miyabim the yavama or gives a chalitza. Because like the Mishnah says, cholatz lochiv, let's say the other brother makes chalitza, or else I kunz, or else he makes yibim with her. So now, yichnes es ishtoi, now the other brother that made maima, that made kedushin with her sister, is allowed to marry her. Because since the other brother made yibim first, so he took off the zika. Now that there's no zika, the sister is mutter to you. So then you could make nisuyin with your wife. So that's what Mishnah says again, cholos lochiv, if the other brother makes chalitza, or kenosa, or else he makes yibum with her, then yichnes es ishtoi, then you're allowed to marry your wife, because now she's not called achoyes kukosai. What's going to be meisa yivam? Let's say the yivama dies, so also yichnes es ishtoi. The meisa now the zika goes off altogether, and therefore the sister, you're allowed to marry your wife. Meis yovam, what's going to be if the yovam is meis? Meaning there's no other brothers alive, now you're the only brother, and you already made kedushin with the sister, so now this ish is an heir with you. So lachar is yaitzias ish to beget. You have to give your wife a get, vice versa, to kenas, because she married like achoyes kukosai. V'yesh yasachiv b'chalitza. And now you have to give yesh yasachiv, you have to give her chalitza. So like here you have no eitza, because if you're stam going to make chalitza to the other one, to Yivamam, so then your wife is also to you. She's called achoyes chalitzosai, she's also to you. So for the eitzer is first you have to give your wife a get, because she's also to you anyway. And now, the Yavam, you have to make chalitza. Even though before we had the Chura, achoyes chalitzosai is an erva to you, that you're potter from chalitza also. But over here, since when your brother's wife, the Yavam, fell to you first, there was no, you didn't marry the sister yet. So when she first fell, there was a mitzvah yibum. Therefore now, even though you married the sister, the maisa still the zika left in a koponim, you have to make chalitza. Your Mishnah Yud, Hayivoma loitach loitz loitis yabim, achiesh lo shloisha chadoshim. As after her husband dies, they have no children as a mitzvah yibum. So she's supposed to wait before she receives chalitza, before she receives yibum, 3 months. Like Lahavchin, to make sure she's not pregnant from the first husband. Because like this, so she'll make Yibam right away, and she'll become pregnant, we won't know who the real father was. Was she pregnant from the first husband or from the second husband? And the Mishnah says, V'chein kol sharanoshim, any other lady, that let's say a husband dies, or else she receives a get, the same halacha la yisarsu, she cannot make kedushin erusin v'leinosu, she cannot have nisuyin. Achiyu lem shlesh chadoshim, they have to wait 3 months. an isha that receives a get or that her husband dies, she has to wait 3 chadashim until she can make kedushin. For the same reason, lahavchin, to know clearly who the real father is if she's pregnant. Now the Mishnah says a chiddush that is a gzeria that echad besulas v'echad mulas. As even though the isha was a psula, means she never had nesuyim from the first husband, she only had erisin, so there's no real problem of being a pregnant. Still, there's a light plug. The echad bulis means that she had nesuyim already, and echad grushas v'echad amonis, whether the husband gave her a get or the husband died. Echad nesuyas v'echad arusas, whether she was a nesuya from the first husband, whether she's only an arusa from the first husband. Kitzad is the gzeria light plug that any time an isha had kedushin and the husband dies or she gets a get, she has to wait 3 months. We have Yudah. Yudah says, no, there's no gzeria. Yudah in maha nesuyas yisarsu, that if they had nesuyin before from the first husband and he dies, now she's allowed to make kedushin right away. But that's all, just kedushin, not nesuyin. So she'll wait 3 months until she has nesuyin, she'll become pregnant, she won't have to be with the second husband for 3 months. For harusos, let's say by the first husband, they only had kedushin, so there's no problem of her being pregnant. They didn't have nesuyin, they didn't have via yet. Yeah, so then you know, so then she's allowed to even remarry and have nesuyin right away, because there's no chash that she's pregnant. Chutz excluding min harusa sheb Yehuda. Only if she was married in Yehuda, and there they had kedushin, and then the husband died, so then she has to wait 3 months. Because in Yehuda, mifnei sheliba gaspa, in Yehuda they're a little bit mekel, that even after the erusin, they will sometimes have beer together. So you have to be afraid, maybe she's pregnant, so in Yehuda she's going to have to wait 3 months. The kids, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only if she had nisuyin with the first husband, then there's a chash she's pregnant, then she has to wait 3 months. But if she only had kedushin with the first husband, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yosi says he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because I've lost one more tonight. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, call her Noshim Yisarsim, Enechanami. Any Isha is allowed to make kedushin now, we're not chashis. No, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, says, even though they have nesuyin with the first husband, and the husband dies, so now, and the husband gives her a get, she's allowed to make kedushin right away. And so the nesuyin, she has to wait 3 months. Chutz min almona, excluding if the first husband died, even though the first husband only made kedushin, here, she's not allowed to make even kedushin. Why? Bepnei ibul, that's his chiddush, that since the husband dies, machmas din avelus, like, it's not nice that she should remarry, not even to make kedushin, even though there's no chash that she was pregnant. But bepnei ibul, that she should be misabul on the first husband, she should not make kedushin even during the first 30 days. Mishnah Yud Aleph, our bo achin, let's say there are four brothers that nesuyin arvanoshim. Four of them were married. Could be there are more brothers, say there are six brothers altogether. Four of the brothers were married to four different nashim. For Mason, all four brothers died. So Locha now, all four wives, the four different batim, all four of them fall now to the two brothers that are alive. Simrod Sagodashvim, the older brother now, wants to, Liyabim Eskumit wants to marry Miyabim, all of them, Horshus Biyod, he has a right to. If he could afford it, he has enough money to support them, he has a right. Here there's no Issa. Since each one fell from a different bias, there's no Issa to Miyabim, all four of them. Mashenkein Mishaho Yenos L'Shtei Noshim. Let's say one brother was married to two wives, V'Mason, that brother died. Now for Mitzvah Yibum, there's only Mitzvah upon one of them. The brothers cannot be miyabim both of them. Here we say biyosol oichalitzos shalachas mien pateros terosa. If one of the brothers now make beer with one of them or makes chalitz on one of them, that takes off the zika completely. And now for keret, there's no mitzvah yibum on the other one. She's an eruv to geishasach. What's going to be out of these two wives that your brother had? Hoisachas ksheira. One of them is mutter to remarry to a kohen. The Yachav Sula, one of them has a psula, and she can't get married to a kohen anyway. So now, if you want to give them chalitza, the Eitzah Tovah is, Amoyachos, we want to make chalitza, chalas lepsula, give chalitza to the one that's possible to a kohen anyway. Because the chalutz is also with the Rabbanon, they get to remarry to a kohen. So therefore, not to ruin it for anybody else, for the other one, let her have the psul chalitza. But if you want to be miyabim, then miyabim l'ksheira, be miyabim to the kosher one. Means then, even if you want to be miyabim l'ksheira one, you could. If you wanted the psul, you could do it also, if you're not a kohen. But call upon him here, if you want to, you could even marry the ksheira also. You're not ruining it for anybody.
Mishnah Yud Beis. Hamach Zeh Gerushosoi.
After somebody gives a get to his wife, then she remarries to somebody else and she has nesuyin, and then the second husband, either dies or gives her a get, and now the first husband marries her back again, so he's over a lav ater, it's a lav not to be machzik rishosoy if she lived with somebody else. Or else after he gave chalitza, now there's a lav of kivan ashala yivne as beis achiv, that he's not allowed to marry him, and he goes and he marries his over lav atayra. Or else we had no say kroivas chalitzosay. After you give chalitza to your brother's wife, then you go marry her sister, you go marry her mother. Which we had before, it's a lav not to marry the kroivim. Don't see, these are the words of Rabbi Kiva. So lochar is yaitse. You're supposed to give her a gift because she's also to you. But even if you have children, if you have vlad, mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that if they have children, the kids are mamzer. This is Rabbi Kiva's chiddush. First of all, masav v'shos, even though someone you love, he holds from chay v'lavin, there's also mamzer. V'noisech l'tzosa, he holds us in this idiraisa. Even though we had before Tony Yosem with the Rabbanan, he holds us also in idiraisa, and therefore the vlad is a mamzer. For Chomram, the Chomram say no, ain't a vlad mamzer. So in the ratio, because it's only chay v'lavin, you need chay v'krisis to make a mamzer. In the second case, we hold this only Yosem with the Rabbanan. So pshita, the vlad is not a mamzer. But umoidim, even the Chomram agree, v'noisei kroivaz gerushosei, the case we give a get to your wife, and then you marry her craving, marry her sister, she's also to midirasi, she's an heir to you, she's a chayv krisis. So locher is then she have lot mams. If you have a child from her, that kid is called the mamza. That's from a chayv krisis. Now Mishnah Yud Gimel, Eizeyu mamza. What's called the mamza? And the pasuk says lo yovei mamza bekal Hashem. There's a law that a mamza cannot marry into the kal Yisrael. So who's called the mamza? So Mishnah says Azel mamza shu kol sher bosor. Any issa krevus shu below yovei. That there's a love. Anytime a Torah says a love, you're not allowed to marry that lady, and you go and marry her over the love, and you have a child, the kid's a mamza. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva, that for chai v'lav, and you become a mamza. Shimon HaTemoniyah, Shimon HaTemoniyah says no, kol shechayavim olav chorus v'dei shemayim. It has to be that she's also to the chiv chorus. There's only a love, they're not a mamza. It has to be a chai v'krisis. And v'yalocha k'dvar, we paskin like Shimon HaTemoniyah. Now Rabbi Yeshua says he's moving a bigger mekel that kol shechayavim olav misas bezdin. Only an isha that's a chayv misa if you live with her, then the kid's a mamzer. If you're not chayv misa, it's only chayv koris. Rabbi Yeshua holds the kid is not a mamzer. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Shimon Azai says that motzosi megilas yuchsin yushlaim. He found the megillah that says over the halachas of yuchsin yushlaim. The kosabon is written like this. That ish ploini mamzer meshes ish. This kid is a mamzer because the father lived with an eshes ish. So this al raya, you have to have a chayv misas bezdin. Like kaim divrei Rabbi Yeshua, there's a raya to Rabbi Yeshua that you're only a mamzer if you live with an isha at your chayv misa for. Now the Mishnah says ish toy shemesa. Well, if your wife dies, the locher is then mutav achosay. Then you're allowed to marry your sister. But calls the man your wife is alive, even though you gave her a get, you're also to marry your sister. Gersha v'mesa, let's say you gave a get to your wife, and then she dies, muta v'achoysa, then you muta to marry your sister. Niseis liyacha v'mesa, let's say your wife, after you gave her a get, she got married to somebody else, and then she died, talach rizvaita muta v'achoysa, you're allowed to marry your sister. This is the klal. As long as your wife died, then you're allowed to marry your sister. Yevimtoi shemesa, whether you miyabim her or not, but she was yevomom, after she dies, muta b'chois, you're allowed to marry your sister. It's not worse than your own wife. After you make given, she's like your wife, and if she dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister. Cholatz lo v'mesa, let's say you gave chalitza to yevomom, and then she was mesa pshita, and also muta b'chois, you're allowed to marry her sister. Here up to Perek Chamishi. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer. Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein get acha get. Let's say your brother had two wives, and both of them fall to the brothers for Yibum, and one of the brothers, let's say, gives a get to one of them. So Midrabanan, the get works, it takes off Zika. So then, Ein get acha get. Let's say he decides to give a get to the second wife, doesn't help anymore. Because the monitor, get is only Midrabanan. And Midrabbanan, the first get, took off Zika from Dol Bayis. Therefore, the second wife says she's not zokut to you anymore. Therefore, if you give the second one a get, it means nothing. For Loi Maim Aracha Maim, the same thing. When your two sister-in-laws fall to you for Yibim, so Midrabbanan, if you make a Kedushin, the Kedushin is Chal Midrabbanan. So if you make a Kedushin on one of them, it's like you married her. So again, like Midrabbanan, it's Pukka the Zika from the other one. And therefore, you can't make Maimer on the second wife. She's like not of the Mokim Yibim anymore. So these are both Midrabbanan. Now, Voloi Bila Acha Bila. Let's say you Miyabim one of them. So if you make Bia, you can't make the Mitzvah Yibim. Pshita, that takes off Zika completely. And then there's no more Mitzvah on the other wife. And if you go live with the other wife, you're living with an Erev to Keshisach, but there's no Mitzvah Yibim. And then also, Voloi Chalitza Acha Chalitza. If you give Chalitza to one of the wives, so that Midiraisa takes off Zika from the Obayis. So again, if your brother had two wives, and you go now and you give one of them chalitza, that takes off the complete zika. And therefore, if you give chalitza to the second one, it means nothing. She's not also to a kain. However, the chachom and the chom say, yesh get, acha get, yes. The mice, even though you gave get to the first yivama, but midiraisa, the get doesn't work by yibum. You have to give chalitza to take off zika midiraisa. Therefore, the get is only a svar midirabonin. But midiraisa, both of them must have zok liyibum. Therefore, Chom say if you give a get to the second yivama, it's also called she received the get midirabonin, and she be also to a kohen afterwards. And v'yesh ma'imaracha ma'ima. If you make kedushin on one, the kedushin on the second one, the same thing. Since midiraisa, the zikir is still there. If you make a kedushin, kedushin is chal midirabonin, and you'll be also with a kraven. Let's say you make yibum, you make beer with one of them, so beer midiraisa takes off the zika from the other one, and therefore she's not a nation sakh but mokim yibum, so therefore the second beer means nothing. Same thing chalitza, if you give chalitza, that takes off the zika midiraisa, so there's no more zika on either of them, and therefore if you give the second one a second chalitza, that means nothing. You now Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, what's the case of also Maimer v'Yevimtoi? By your brother that died, his wife, you give a Kedushin. Again, Midiraisa, you can't be Mekadisha. Midiraisa is like an heir for Tekeshasach until you make Bia. It's only when you make Bia, that's the Kinyan, that's the Mitzvah Midiraisa. So if you may give a Kedushin, it's only Midirabanan. So Lachar is, V'Nosan Loget. In other words, first you made Maimer, and then you gave her a Get. So Lachar is, it's still Tzricha men a chalitza, like midiraisa, he didn't take off the zika. So you still have to give a chalitza to take off the zika. What's going to be also a maim of a chalitza? Let's say first you made kedushin with her, and then you gave a chalitza. So true, the chalitza take off the zika completely midiraisa. But since midirabonin, you make kedushin first, you have to take off that kinyi midirabonin. And therefore, tzricha men a get, you still have to give her a get to take off the kedushin that was chal midirabonin. What's going to be also maimer? First, you give a kesef kedushin, and then boy, you make the bia with the yavam with your brother's wife. So the Mishnah says, "Harei zuki mitzvosam." This is the ikra mitzvah. This is the way the chachamim want you to do the mitzvah. Even though midiraisa, you don't have to make a maimer first, but midirabbanan is derech eretz not to start make a bia right away, but first make a kedushin and then do the mitzvah's bia, then do the mitzvah's yibum. Now Mishnah Gimel, no san get. Let's say you gave a get to Yavama for Yosa Maimer, and then after you gave her get, then you made Kedushin. So again, Midiraisa, he didn't do anything, but Midirabonin, both of them achal, and therefore the Locher is a Tzericha get for Chalitza. You have to still give a get for the second Maimer, for the Maimer that you made, and Midiraisa, you have to have Chalitza to take off the Zika. What's going to be no san get? Let's say you gave her a get, and then you'll boil. You'll boil the same yavama, the same what your brother's wife, after you gave her a get. So even though Midirabonin is also to make bia, because Midirabonin the get took off the zika, but Midiraisa the bia still works. So Lachar is now Tzricha get. You have to give her a get now for the bia that you made. Now it's Midiraisa you take a kainha. But you have to give her now a get because it's also to Mekayimah, because since you gave her a get first, you passed her. Midirabonin, you took off the Zika. So Midirabonin, she's an Erva, therefore you have to give her a get. And the chalitza, you also have to give a chalitza now for the zika. Because since the first get that you gave, that really like makes it that you're not allowed to make beer anymore. And therefore, like with the Rabbanan, that beer is a beer sisa. So therefore, like the zika is still left over, therefore you start to give chalitza to get rid of the chalitza, to get rid of the zika. What's going to be nosan get? First you gave her a get. And then the cholet she made chalitza. So now I'm on a shach. With the rice and the Rabbanan, there's no more zika. And therefore, ein acha chalitza klum. You can't do anything after this, that's all. There's no more chalitza, she's mutter to an achar, and you're also to her. What's going to be cholatz? First you made chalitza, and then the yosa maimer. Then you were mekadisha, you gave the kedushin. Or else, nosan get, after you made chalitza, you gave her a get. Or boiler, or say after you made chalitza, then you made beer. Or else, oi, boil the Mishnah says, or else first you made beer with her, first thing you made be your kernel completely, and then be yosa maima, then you made a kedushin with her. Or else nosan get, after you made the beer, you gave her a get. Or else for cholatz, after you made the beer, you made chalitza. So locher is, ein acha chalitza klum. In other words, after you gave chalitza, after that, nothing helps anymore. And really our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Kiva, it holds that kedushin is not tofsin and chai v'lavin. And therefore, once you give a chalitza, so now lemaisa, there's a law not to remarry her. So therefore, if you give her kedushin maimer afterwards, the kedushin is not chal. So that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. If you gave chalitza first, or else you will boil her first. So lemaisa, the chalitza first, that took off the zika, now there's a law. So therefore, you can't have any kedushin after that. And really, like the Gemara says, the Mishnah at this point also should have said that when you boil, ein acha bia klum, it's the same halacha. If you make beer, so you make beer first, you make mitzvah zibum, you take off the ziko, so she's your wife. And therefore, there's no more maimer after that, there's no machlitzer after that. If you want to give her a get, really the Mishnah just it says, einacha chlitzer klum, you could have said, einacha yibum klum also. Now the Mishnah says, achas means the exact same law applies, whether it's a yivoma achas liyovam echod, whether your brother that was nifta only had one wife, so it's one yivoma falling liyovam echod, there's only one brother alive now. And the achas, the same law apply also, whether it's shtei yivomis, whether your brother had two wives, and both wives now fall liyovam echod to this brother that's alive right now. All these halachas apply, that we give chalitza or maim or a get, or bia, all these same halakha applies. Now the Mishnah explains. Mishnah Dalit. What's going to be ketzad, like what's the case of shtei yevomois liyovam echad? Your brother had two wives, and both of them now fall to the brother that's alive. So also maima bazet. Let's say the brother, the yevom that's alive now, gives kedushin to one of them. And also maima bazet, then he gives kedushin to the other one. So even though they're both like zokak liyibum, and each one is achais, it can't be miyabim both of them, but kolponim the maim reschalim both of them in midrabonim, and therefore tzrichoi shnei gitin, you have to give both of them a get, because when he gave the first one maim midiraisim means nothing, they're both still zokak to you, and therefore when we give the second one maim also midiraisim it's nothing, they're still a zika. So therefore midrabonim now it's like you're married to both of them, and therefore midrabonim you have to give both of them a get. But that alone does not take off the zika, but for chalitza, you also have to give chalitza to one of them, and that takes off the zika, now they're both mutter to marry l'shuk, to marry somebody else. What's going to be if you do a maima v'zeh v'get v'zeh? To one wife you give maim, you give a kedushin, and the other one you give her a get. So luck is like this, a tzarich a get, you have to give a get to the one that you made maima with, for chalitza, you have to give chalitza. And the chalitza is to either one you give chalitza to, that takes off the zika midiraisa, now the tzar is also muta. What's going to be maima bozeh? First the yav and the brother alive now makes kedushin with one of them. And then he'll boil a zulik, did an issa midirabonin, and he went and made beer with the other one. Because midirabonin, once you marry the first one, you made maima, you're not allowed to be miyabim anymore the second one. So therefore the locher is tzrichoi shnei gitin. You have to give a get to both of them. You can't live with either one of them because they're both like osa. Since you made maimer with one and be in the other one, so with your eyes, really the be is koina, she is your wife. Since you already made kedushin with the other one, you can't stay married to both of them. They're both osa to you. And therefore you have to give them both a get. And the chalitza, but you still have to give chalitza to take off the zika. Even though you made a be here, but that B was a B as psula, since that ish was also to you midirabonin, she's not an eshesach, but mokim yibam anymore, so therefore that B did not work midirabonin. And therefore midirabonin, like the zika is still here, and therefore you have to give a chalitz to take off the zika midirabonin. Now let's say Maima Bozeh, first you made a kedushin in the first wife, and then Becholos Lazeh, the second one, he gave chalitza. Say the Allah is Harisha, Harishayna Tzricha Get. He still have to give a get to the first one. Because she made a Maimer, you have to take it off. But once she made chalitza the second one, that takes off the zik, you don't have to do anything else after that. What's going to be Get Lozeh, Get Lozeh? You gave both of them a get. So true, Midrabanan, you gave a get, but Midraisa get means nothing. The zik is still there, therefore Tzricha Semen Chalitza. You still have to give one of them Chalitza. What's going to be get lozu? First you gave a get to one of them, and then a boil less zu, then you made beer with the other one. So true, midi raisa, the bee is a good bee, and she should be your wife. But the maisa midrabonin, since she gave a get to the first one, midrabonin, it's like chalitza took off the zika. So therefore the bee is called the bee sisa, she's not the mokem mitzvah sivim anymore. Therefore tzricha get the chalitza. You have to give the one you will boil, that's a maisa kedushin, like you made a maisa yibum, and therefore you have to give her a get. Now midrabanan, and what did midrabanan? The zika wasn't taken off yet, because that bee was a bee sisa. Therefore, the chalitza is left to give one of them chalitza. What's going to be get lezu? First, you gave a get to one of them, and then umay mebezu, the second one, you mekanish, you make kedushin. So midiraisa, the zika is still here. You didn't want to take off the zika. So only midrabanan that you made a kedushin, and therefore tzricha get, the one that you made a maim with, you have to give her a get to take away that kedushin midrabanan. The chalitza, you still have to give one of them chalitza to take off the zika midiraisa. What's going to be get lezu v'cholas lezu? First you gave the get to one, then you gave a chalitza to the second one, so that's enough you yotzam. Ein acha chalitza klum, since you gave a chalitza, you took off the zika completely, and you don't have to do anything else after this. Like both of them are mutta l'shuk to be married to other people. Now we're up to Mishnah. It's continuing on still the same case that your first brother had two wives, and he was nifta now, so both wives fall to the second brother, Liyibim. So what's going to be now? Cholatz v'cholatz. He gave chalitza to both of them. Oy cholatz was, he gave chalitza first, and then v'yosa maimer. Second one, he made maimer. It means nothing. Once he gave chalitza, so the zik is off completely. Now there's a lav to marry him. Therefore, the kedusha is not chal at all. What's going to be Nosan get? You gave a get to one of them. Or bol, you made bia on the second one. See, with the rice said the bia should be a good bia, but since you gave a get first, like midrabanan, you made her, you took off the zika midrabanan, and therefore that bia is called the bia's psula, so you still have to fix her up yet. All your rails, you'll boil the first one, and then you'll boil, then you'll boil the second one also. So for the first one is a good maisa yibum, and the second one is still a bia sisa. I boil the yosa maimer, or else first you made bia. You made maimer in the second one. Or else nosan get, you gave a get to one. And then the cholat, you made chalitza to the second one. So lochra is like this in all these cases. Einacha chalitza klum. Once you gave chalitza to that one, that's it. You don't have to worry about the other one anymore. Because once you gave chalitza to the first one, so you don't have to worry about the second one anymore. The second one is also mutta to all the kroivos. The second one's chalitza is not chal. And who adin einacha bia klum? If you made bia with the first one, so that pot is all the zika. We do the second one is nothing. You don't make any yisurim. So again, so on the ratio of the mishnah we gave chalitza first. That's the klal of ein acha chalitza klum. And the safe of the mishnah says about bol, who was born the first one first. That's also the klal einacha bia klum. Now the mishnah says bein yavim echad lishtei yivamos bein shnei yivamim liyavama echos. We have before the same halacha applies where the two wives to your brother, two wives falls to one brother alive now. Whereas ben shnei yevamin li yevam achas, there are two brothers alive now, and your brother only had one wife. Now mishnah vov, there's a continuation again. Now we're talking about one yevam to one yevam. Your brother only had one wife when he died, and there's only one brother alive. So that's going to be cholatz. First he gives a chalitza, and then v'yosa maimer, he gives his mekadesha, which means nothing, since he gave a chalitza first, she's also with a lav now, kedusha is not chal. Nosan get, let's say first he gave her a get, so with the rabbanon now she's also tim, because the get with the rabbanon is like a chalitza, and then obol, then he made beer with her. Obol arose first, he made beer, was mekadesha, he made yibum, v'yosa, then he made maimer. or else when Nosan get. First he gave her a get and then v'cholatz. As long as you gave this Yivam a chalitza, that's it. Once you gave a chalitza, whatever you do afterwards is useless. Let's say you gave a chalitza and then you made maimer with them. That maimer is like the ratio, the maimer is not chal. Now the chiddush is bein betchila, whether you gave a chalitza first, sem pshita, you take off all the zika, bein biemtza, whether you make chalitza in the middle, or even bein basoif. Whenever you made the chalitzas, the klal is from then onwards, nothing works. If you made a mime before, so you still have to give her a get to take away that mime you made before. But once you give her chalitza, anything after that, nothing is chal. Now the Mishnah says, "Va'bi'ilo bizman she betchila." If you boil your brother's yavama first, in the kind of the mitzvah, so that's it. She's your wife, the chol dover, and therefore the klal ain't achre klum. Whatever you do afterwards, there's no more get, there's no more zika, there's no more chlitza, because there's no more zika, everything went off. Ein achre klum. But the emtsuv asayf, let's say first you gave her get and then you made yibum, so that's called the biasissa, or else even basayf, at the end you make a bia, which again it's a biasissa, because you did things before that paslam with rabbonim, then the lochra is yesh achre klum. Since that bia is called the bia's psula, a bia psula is not kind for you, the mid rabbonim, does not take off the zika, and therefore the zika is still there, therefore you can still give her chalitza, you can still give her a get, you could do things after that. Rabbi Nechemya says like this, Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, Achas Bila, whether you make a Bila, you boil the Yavoma, V'achas Chalitza, Bein Betchila, Bein Biyemtza, Bein Mesoif, Ein Achre Klum. That not even by Biros, even though you do be in the middle with her, but once you do Bia, Midiraisa, that's the Kinyan, and that takes off all the Zikam, and after that there's no more demon. Now, since Midiraisa, the Bia is Koina, so that's it, that takes off all the Zikam. Afterwards, you can't give her any more, you can't give her get, you can't get Chalitza, it's not Chal after this. All right, we'll continue on the next tape.